Boston University is forming a task force to investigate whether the school's nationally ranked hockey team has a culture that contributed to the alleged criminal actions of two of its players. This week, a junior on the team was arraigned on two counts of rape. Another team member allegedly sexually assaulted a woman in her room in December. Both have pleaded not guilty. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff has the latest.
Boston University President Robert Brown says the university believes these two incidents show that, quote, something systemic or habitual may foster a team climate that breaks the school's code of conduct. Max Nicastro is accused of raping a female student in a campus dorm this past weekend. About 2 months ago, Corey Trevino was arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a fellow student. Boston University, which owns WBUR, did not make anyone available for an interview. Hockey East Commissioner Joe Bertagna says the university is acting responsibly by launching an investigation.
I'm pleased that from all indications that, you know, that the university is taking all the steps that one would want to see from the hockey coach to the administration with this latest announcement.
In a letter to the university community, BU's President Brown says the task force will look into the culture of the men's hockey team and its influence on the behavior of student athletes on campus. Bertagna says they'll find hockey players aren't much different from other athletes.
I'm not sure there's a single culture. We're not unlike, I suppose, any other elite group of athletes playing at the Division I level, and our athletes go on to many of them go on to play professionally.
Hockey has come under intense scrutiny in the past few years for overly violent action on the ice. But it's behavior off the ice that the BU task force will be looking into.
On some athletic teams, there seems to be a sense of entitlement, especially on male athlete teams.
Sarah McMahon from Rutgers University is an expert on athletes and sexual assault.
That there seems to be a status that is given to males on campus when they belong to one of these teams, and that sometimes that translates into a sense of privilege or a sense of entitlement that they may have.
McMahon says a sense of entitlement makes a person more likely to commit a sexually violent act. Another precursor to sexual assault, says McMahon, is being part of a culture where it's acceptable to put down women. One of the Boston University hockey players accused of assault, Trevino, was disciplined in 2010 for making a vulgar video and posting it on YouTube. The rap song denigrates women in a crude way. There is no definitive research showing that athletes have a higher rate of sexual assault than the general student population. But there are plenty of studies showing college males are more violent, says Jared Chin, director of training and curriculum at Northeastern University's Sport and Society Center. He oversees violence prevention programs directed at college student athletes and has worked with BU hockey in the past.
I think unfairly, the BU hockey team is being singled out here for their hockey culture, quote unquote. And for me, it isn't an issue about hockey culture or sport culture. It's an issue of male culture.
If it were really a problem with hockey culture, Chin says, BU would be investigating the female hockey team as well. BU says members of the task force will be chosen from the university over the next few weeks, and the goal will be to offer an impartial assessment of the culture of the hockey team. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.
For more on this story and for a discussion on the culture of college sports, tune in to Radio Boston this afternoon at 3.